My guest at this time is Jeff Naber. He is the manager of chaplain development and chaplain relations for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He is also a chaplain with the association's rapid response team that is now ministering to the people of Las Vegas in the wake of the horrific massacre at the Country Music Festival. And Jeff, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
First of all, tell folks what the Rapid Response Team is and what you do.
We are the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association Rapid Response Team, which was formed from a vision from our president and CEO, Franklin Graham, shortly after the attacks of 9/11, 2001. And now we've responded to over almost 300 natural disasters and man-made disasters. Within the last 3 to 4 years, we have been responding to many events similar to what we're here for, the mission we're here in Las Vegas for. Recently, this year, started with our response with chaplains to support the churches and the community in Berlin, Germany. We've responded with chaplains to Manchester, England, London, England, Barcelona, Spain, and then recently, of course, with the hurricane disasters in Texas, flooding, Florida. We're about to send chaplains to Puerto Rico, and with this event here in Las Vegas, we arrived yesterday. Within 24 hours, and our team is the rapid response team, and so we try our best to get there quickly, hopefully within 24 hours.
And tell folks why you do it.
We do it to share the love and compassion that we know comes from the only God that we serve and comes through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Talk about the logistics of it a little bit, Jeff. Do you partner with churches in these local areas and the people who want to come to you? Do you find them? How does it work?
The Billy Graham Ministry has existed since Billy Graham began his calling over 60 years ago. And from that time, moving through the years, Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has connected with churches worldwide. In the United States, there's tens of thousands of churches that annually hold events or are connected with our ministry, maybe not Rapid Response Team, but other parts of our ministry. And so we have a pretty deep a database of churches and connections with local church leaders throughout the years. So when an event like this happens, not only do we have their contact information, but they have our contact information. And in this situation, we were contacted by the local churches. We were contacted by local law enforcement and by other worship community people. So yesterday morning, early in our office in Charlotte, our team of, I believe there's 14 of us in the office on staff. We stopped everything else we were doing in the office and dedicated every minute to moving chaplains in this direction. What that looked like, we have a situation room, like an incident command room in our headquarters building. It was flooded with people, information coming in, information going out, scheduling flights, moving chaplains toward Las Vegas. And today we have 18 chaplains here on the ground, many of them literally within the minute just landed. We have had chaplains out at the near the site of the shooting last night and around Mandalay Bay up until midnight. Right now we are planning not only today but the rest of this week and into next week for what our work will be here. Our schedule is to be out late. Las Vegas is known for a lot of things. Most of them aren't good or don't go with the values and the beliefs that we have as Christians. So a lot of those things happen in the wee hours of the morning. So in order to meet the people that God is directing us toward, we want to be out with them.
You mentioned the experience that you have with this ever since 9/11 and meeting people in circumstances where they're absolutely devastated, whether it's a mass shooting like this, whether it's a natural disaster, or anything in between. What are those interactions like? What questions do they have? What do they search for and long for in those conversations?
Yeah, that's a great question. We do our ministry boils down to three specific elements. We have a ministry of presence, which is just showing up. And most people who are listening probably can look back at a time when they were sitting in an emergency room waiting area or someplace else, wishing someone else was there with them during their wait or their lonely time. And having a chaplain walk up and just to be there with them is probably from my experience, it's over half the work that we do, that people understand that there's someone else that is there. And we know from hearing from people, and I know from my own experience, that that feeling that we have when we know that someone is there with us, that's one person loving on the other. And so that's a big part of our ministry. That's going on right now, and I ask not only for you but your listeners to pray at this very moment for people who are talking with and people who are standing next to one of our chaplains, that they would feel the love and that they would feel the compassion that flows through our chaplains to them from Christ. Another function that we do we pray with people. Since I've been here, I prayed with people at the airport. I prayed with people who were serving me food. I prayed with a person at the front desk here, and in asking people if they would like to pray, and not to pray for them, but to pray with them. In this town, with what happened, everyone just stops what they're doing and just openly says yes when we ask that question about prayer. And the third element, the third main part of our ministry, which in, for some people can be eternal, is that we pray that the Holy Spirit will open the hearts of people. And it's not everyone we come in contact with, but specific people, that their hearts are open and that they would be accepting of not only hearing the message of salvation, but accepting Jesus as their Savior.
We're talking with Jeff Naber, Manager of Chaplain Development and Chaplain Relations for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And Jeff, you pretty much answered my next question, and that's, you're bound to get some criticism for what they might say is injecting religion into this or something like that. But as you just pointed out, when people's lives are shattered, they welcome you and they welcome the opportunity to pray.
That's exactly right. I don't expect here – today, things may change, but today I don't expect that anyone would turn away that ministry of presence, would turn away an opportunity for prayer. And I fully expect that God is going to use us, and my expectation is based on my years of experience now, where God is going to lead us to the people whose hearts are helpless, whose hearts are hopeless, and they're going to hear the gospel message from one of our chaplains. It may be happening right now. And when that happens, they're going to be open to that and accepting to that. And they're going to accept him as their Christ, as their Lord. And then I'm about to go to a meeting with a group of local pastors, and we know it doesn't stop there. That we can, we may be here for a couple of weeks, but a lot of these people here live here, and we want to connect them with the local churches so they can be discipled.
Just a couple of quick questions before we let you get back to that good work, Jeff. Given that you've been doing this now for over 16 years, what kind of feedback do you get from folks after the fact, maybe weeks or even months later, about the impact that your ministry had during that time of great need?
We get emails, we get phone calls and messages, letters all the time, whether it's from Texas, whether it's from Barcelona, England, here in Las Vegas, people appreciative of our ministry, that we cared enough to be here, that our leaders and administrators in our office saw the vision to be here and to help people through their worst days. And we know that there are people and groups that oppose us, but we're here to love on them as the same as anyone else. And we will probably have opportunities here to meet people that may be opposed to what our mission is and may be opposed to God. And we've seen those meetings in the past when we have been deployed. But we've also seen people that have met us in those circumstances and have decided to pray with us. And even some have decided to accept Christ and to come out of that darkness. And here we are in Las Vegas, and some would say this is one of the darkest places in our country when it comes to spirituality. And so we see great opportunity here as we just start our ministry.
And finally, Jeff, I don't want to breach any confidence you may have had with folks you've met and prayed with, but is there anyone's particular story or a person you've met since you've gotten there in the last couple of days that that have impacted you especially?
Well, I just got here 24 hours ago, and just for instance, and most people want to hear about the story of someone who got shot, someone with blood on their hands and such, and there are plenty of those stories, but and they may be hundreds or thousands, but this is a town of millions. And to show you the gravity and the depth of a crisis, the manager at the hotel we're at, we met with her this morning and talked with her and asked her the question that every chaplain knows to ask someone, and that is, how are you holding up? And she became silent. Her eyes became wet, and her crisis was she yesterday morning went down the list of all the employees, calling all the employees to find out where they were, and the stress that she felt when people would not answer their phone and she had to leave messages wondering if they were in the crowd, and the stories that she's hearing about not her family, but some employee working for her whose family member has been impacted, may have been there, may have been injured. And so it's not so much what you see on the news, where the news media may talk to people who are hospitalized, who are injured physically, but an event like this can have such a devastating impact on the emotional and spiritual parts of us. And it can affect the whole community, and that's what we're here for, is to help people through that time and to show them the love and the comfort that only comes from our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, Jeff, God bless you in the work that you and your team are doing there. Thank you very much for your time, and you've been very generous with that. We'll let you get back to your work now. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Jeff Naber is manager of chaplain development and chaplain relations at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and he's also a chaplain with the association's rapid response team. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.